A week before school starts, principals expect to report to the office. That's the day teachers begin prepping for the new year, too. This fall, they'll likely be on furlough instead of back to school. Leslie Rogers is a spokeswoman for the district. She says asking most of its staff to be gone on the same day sends a message to the state.
I think our community feels a furlough day when it's all done at one time. I mean, the buildings are shut down. People can't work. I mean, I think we certainly notice that when the city or county shuts down for a day. It's very apparent.
Furloughs are one way the district is trying to close its budget gap. Lawmakers slashed school funding by nearly $1 billion statewide this year. They did so in part by chopping teacher and principal salaries. Unions have to agree to pay cuts, though. The Seattle Teachers Union has tentatively approved the proposed day-and-a-half furlough deal. If all of its members buy in, the district will be a ghost town on August 31st. School buildings will also close early sometime in winter. Charlotte Bear, KPLU News.